Okay, I'm back for, about cats. I got cut off in my prime. I can't remember what I was saying now. But I completely forgot. I haven't upgraded to my Plus account yet again this month. I will do it at some point. But anyway, letting them out. I wouldn't let them out for a while yet. The collars will help you keep track of them. The kitten pen, I would, if I was you, get something. It's got to be big enough for them, though, and you can't keep them in there all the time. It's just something that might be safer to keep them in when you go out and at night. That would be when I would put them in there if I had kittens. I mean, that sounds good, doesn't it? You know what I mean? I am lucky because I've got this room here. Although I wouldn't put a kitten in there because it's going. I'm not thinking of getting any more anyway, but certainly not at the moment. I've got my hands full with the four I've already got. And they're not really any trouble, but you know, I don't want any more because it would upset the apple cart. Because I've already got two that don't like the other one and all that. They don't really like anybody except each other that much. Anyway, that's another story. So the kitten pen, obviously, is not a must. Don't put them in the carrier. I don't mean a carrier. That's much too small. You know, the thing that they go to the vets in or whatever that you bring them home in. And when they get bigger, please, I would ask you if you take them to the vets or anything, don't use those carrying box, the cardboard things, because if they get scared, it's all right when they're kittens because they're so small, but when they're big, they can easily get out of those boxes and you could be like getting out of the car with them and you might not have realised they've scratched a hole in it and they can get out. So that happens to so many pets and they get lost, they run across a busy road and all sorts of things. So if you haven't already, and you know, obviously when you decide if you're definitely keeping them or not, which I hope you will be, because they do make nice pets, you know, if you get the right one, runs with the right kind of temperament, then get a proper carrier. They really need one each. A proper pet carrier, plastic usually they are, with clips to keep the doors closed and everything. Obviously, I'm not sure, you know, they need water at all times. Milk's not a good idea. People think cats like milk, but it can often give them the runs. You can get special kitten milk, like in little bottles, they might like, but not all cats like milk, not all mine do. I don't know what you're feeding them on, because obviously food's different there. But the other thing about the litter, I meant to say this to you before when I heard your first post about when the cat did it on the bed. Mia did her business on the bed. Did you make sure you bought the same kind of material for the tray that she had been used to in the pet store? If I think you got it from a pet store, because cats, you know, they're not very experienced. They're only babies, really, and you know, we don't expect human babies not to have accidents, do we? So, you know, try and be a little bit patient. I know it's not very nice when they go where they're not meant to. I hope Mia's using her tray now. Usually cats are pretty clean. They don't like it if their tray gets dirty, though. So to keep it clean, you know, regularly is very important for them. Because if they don't like, they don't, I mean, let's face it, we wouldn't want to. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying that because you don't know much about cats, if they've got to keep treading in crap and pee to do their business, they might start looking for somewhere and think, oh, I don't want to do this every time. That corner over there looks quite inviting. I think I'll do it on that bit of carpet behind that chair. And then you're here. And the rest is history. Believe me, I do know a thing or two about these things because I have experienced most things with cats. I don't know if they're short head or long head. It might be an idea to kind of get them used to being brushed. Especially if they're long-haired, because they could mat up and then you might end up having expensive treatments at the vets where they have to be sedated to have the knots removed. But it's probably best to get them used to it at a young age. Use quite a soft brush at first, like a baby's hairbrush or something. I don't like those slicker brushes that you can buy. I want one. They're my skin. They scare me just looking at them. Or a comb, a very fine-toothed, like, comb is good for getting out knots. Let's hope they don't get matted. They might be short-coated, I don't know. But some cats really enjoy that. They don't really... Some cats don't like being picked up and lugged about. I would, you know, let them come to you if you can, rather than, like, chasing them around to pick them up. I'm thinking in particular of the kids. I mean, I know, I'm sure they're fine with them, but you know what kids are like. They get a bit overexcited with pets and things sometimes. I know they're used to having Gypsy, so I'm sure they're really good. But they don't really like being chased about, so it's better if you just sit down and let them come to you. You know, if you can, like, call them, and if they don't come, you could, like, encourage them with a little bit of their food, or a little piece of, I don't know, a tiny bit of meat, or a little piece of fish, or, you know, anything, like a bit of their dried food, or something that they like, to get them, if they're not, you know, if they're not really willing to come. Or find out where they sleep and just, like, not disturb them, don't pick them up, but just kind of stroke them a little bit. And, you know, they probably will be quite playful together. So if you've got a lot of ornaments, I would advise at first that you put some of them away, because you might end up with some breakages. They do tend to do mad things, like run up curtains. Kittens do that sort of thing. Sometimes they run up and down the curtains, and they are quite funny to watch. They like... toys like ping pong balls. If you can get them some bouncy ping pong balls, they usually like those, or anything with catnip in it, catnip mice. And then things to avoid in toys are things with string on that you dangle, because if they're left unattended with those, we had a cat once, we had this ping pong ball, and I tied it onto my bedroom handle. This is when I was living at home, and I didn't even go away and leave it. It was like an elastic. Right, let me just see how much. Time remaining, 2 minutes. Okay. It was like a piece of elastic with a ping pong ball on it, and I tied it onto my door, and this cat loved it, and she was bouncing up and down, and then all the next thing she was going, Wee! She was screaming, and she'd got her foot, that somehow the elastic had wound round and round and round around her foot, and she couldn't get it out. So, you know, you have to be careful. I wouldn't buy them anything with a bit of string on it, unless you're just going to play with them. They like chasing, like, bits of string. And just roll, you know, they're quite happy if you just get a little bit of paper and roll it up, like a sweet paper or something, they'll play with. Anyway, if there's anything else you want to know, I hope you don't think I'm being a know-all, but I just thought you did ask people to comment, so I'm not being a know-all, I'm just trying to pass on some of my own experience. And if you want to know any more, you can always contact me on WhatsApp or on here, and or if anyone else wants to know anything, good luck, and I will get back to listening to your posts. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. 1 minute and 30 seconds. Pause recording.